Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show. It's for you that works so hard for your money and you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and cash flow today because cash flow equals freedom, doesn't it? You want that today so you can live that life that you love, those you love. But it's not just about getting rich. It's about living a rich life because as you are blessed financially, you have a greater capacity to bless the lives of those around you. That is a ripple effect I'm here to create. I appreciate you guys not only been tuning in, you've been binging on our past episodes, but you've been sharing this with other people. Guys, when you elevate the people around you, you elevate yourself. That is how I got started myself. Is that I actually started getting other people to listen to a radio show, an AM talk radio show by a bunch of real estate investors. That's what I first had them do. It created amazing conversations that allowed us to prosper together. I'm challenging you to do the same thing. Share this show, whether it's on iTunes or YouTube, whatever you're using. Share the show with others, even just a few others. Start creating your own little mini mastermind so you can help make your life better. As a reminder, if you haven't done so already, go to our website, moneyripples.com. Check out that passive income calculator because I want to know how much income you can create, passive income you can create in the next 12 months. Put those numbers in there right now and let's see what you can do. If it's a good number, we want to know about it and we want to see if we can help you right now. All right, guys. So today I want to discuss really just the thing we talk about all the time. Our real purpose here, really not our purpose. We've got a much bigger purpose than this, of course, because we want you financially independent by 2030. We want 1,000 of you to be that way. There's more than 1,000 of you listening right now. So I know we can do this together, but I know it requires many of you guys to start taking action today. But I want to show you just how simple it can really be. I want to give a shout out to one of our listeners. I'm not going to disclose who he is, but he's actually one of our infinite banking clients. He's not actually hired as a consultant, but as an infinite banking client, he just said, hey, I want to send you my retirement plan. Tell me what you think. His goal was to become financially independent by 2030. Specifically, he wants to make about $5,100, $5,200 a month of passive income. And what I love about it is that one, he's starting from really an early place. He's younger, okay? He's not like older person in retirement. All this could also apply to you if you're getting closer to retirement. But he's starting from the ground level up. He's starting on this journey. He stopped funding his 401ks and things like that. He's taking control of his own life. And so he's already started to buy some investment in real estate properties. So let me show you just what he's done here and where the trajectory is and what his plan is to be. All right, so you can see this here. His target date is 12/31 of 2029. Great date, I think, here. Now, one thing we'll notice, okay, he wants to have 82% come from investments, 18% from his life insurance. One thing I don't often talk about with infinite banking, right, is that although you can use it to invest, you can also use it to take tax-free income and later down the road. And you don't have to wait till you're 59 and a half. You could take it whenever, but he's actually showing how really over the next just under 7 years, he's still putting it to his policy. He's got a little bit in there already. He's taken the projections we've given him and then took out some income. Crazy enough, I ran the numbers myself of him taking out income with my software because he didn't have software to do this. And he was just about right on. He could take out a little bit more depending on time frames, but he's pretty much showing how he could take out $950 a month or about a little over $11,000 a year from his policy and not run out of money. That's just using the cash value for retirement. And while he wants to do the rest of it in investments. So as you can see here, that's about $5,200 a month. Current cash flowing investments, you can see he has a Kansas City rental, a St. Louis rental, Alabama. He even did AHP title. He heard them on our show, put some money with them. He's getting paid from that as well. So his current total cash flow is already $1,341. Great job. Just fantastic, right? Like I said, this guy didn't have a ton of cash to deal with. He didn't have enough cash to even work with us as on a one-on-one consulting basis yet. He's getting there for sure, but he's just taking control of the reins himself. So he's got some of these things happening right now. I saw the equity in his properties. They were great. I was like, don't do anything. The rentals are fine. If they're paying, actually really fantastic what he's getting per month. Some of them were lower interest. Now, he still says he needs an additional $2,909 a month of cash flow to hit his target. So he needs about another $3,000 a month in the next 6¾ years. So how's he going to do it? He isn't reinvesting his money. So he needs a monthly increase of cash flow. Here's where he's getting it from. Now he's showing it here, right? But here's what he needs. Now he shows the life insurance, shows as the cash value grows. He's paying the premium in, the cash value continues. And this is actually cash value net of his loans that he's taking out too. And then he gets up to a couple hundred thousand in less than 10 years that he can pull money off of. By the way, you can usually pull off roughly about 7 or 8% of the total cash value to be able to get the returns that you need and still not really run out of money. Now here, once I get past all this, here we go. Here's his plan, his conclusion. So 2024, you can see, pays $15,000 payment to life insurance. He then purchases with between the money he's been putting his life insurance as well as the money he's been using for building up his cash from investments already coming in. Because remember, he already has roughly $17,000 a year coming in passive income. Combine that together, that's about $60,000 to put down. He says 2024, but this is including 2023. He's really trying to save up $30,000 a year total between all of this. So $60,000 down, produce $600 a month cash flow. I did tell him, I said, hey, that's if you get a 12% cash on cash return. That's not necessarily happening today. The markets have changed that the best I see usually with real estate, a rental real estate, legitimately is maybe a 10% or so cash on cash return. But things can change. Rents can pick up again, even with interest rates, despite them rising. There's a lot of different ways where that could work. But even if it didn't, there's other investments he could be doing too. So $600 a month for $60,000. So he's now taking that money. He's now about $2,000 a month. He's now taking that plus the money he's been saving. The next year, he then has $30,000 to put down payment as a house, $300 a month. 2026, he's still paying his premiums, right? He's still using his money. Purchases two, because now with those two properties alone, now he's gotten himself over roughly about $30,000 a year plus the money he's putting away. So now by 2026, he's got about $60,000 to put down. So he does that. Plus his life insurance has been growing too and compounding, making him more money than what he's paying into it. So he's getting compounding interest from the life insurance and he's getting the money he's been putting away and saving already, plus the increased cash flow from his properties. And then of course he's saying then the next year, $60,000 again, buying two rental properties, assuming of course, they're roughly about $150,000 a piece, that kind of thing, right? So he keeps buying these properties. Now, this is a very simple plan. I know there's some of you out there saying, actually, Chris, you can actually do this or this would happen that way. I also told him too, one thing he didn't factor in, increasing rent costs. What did he say? He said, no, I don't want to because there could be vacancies and increased maintenance or other things that could happen. So I didn't want to count on increasing cash flow, when in reality is that you're going to see increasing cash flow year after year on the properties you've already purchased. Also not factored in here as well is that probably by 2027 or 2028, some of those earlier properties he's already purchased, the equity might be that the return on what's called the return on equity is lower, meaning the equity you have in there compared to the cash flow. So for example, let's just say that he had some $30,000 of equity in some of those properties, $400 a month. But what if all of a sudden between them, the renter paying down your mortgage over several years, and the appreciation that happens in the mortgage or in the house as well. Let's just say now you have $100,000 of equity. If you're still earning, say, $400 a month, you could take the $100,000 and produce at least $800 to $1,000 a month of cash flow by reinvesting that into another property, doing what's called a tax-free 1031 exchange into a new property. That's, of course, assuming you get at least a 10 to 12% return. I get that. But if you can make at least $900 to $1,000 versus the $400, now all of a sudden you jumped up an extra $500+ a month from where you just were. So there are a lot of variables that could offset. If someone's skeptical on this, you could say there's the other side. There's the interesting return on equity or the increase of value of equity, not even including tax benefits or anything else that's part of this. Now, that's $5,200 a month. He already just started a few years ago. So really for him, this is about an 8 to 9 year plan. So when we talk about people trying to do this in 10 years, is it possible? Yes. Some of you are much further along. You have more money to work with than he has. And we even talked about if he has increases of income or increases of cash flow, he gets raises or anything like that that can allow him to build up this money faster. That's not even calculated into here, right? There's so many other variables that can happen. My point is this, is that to try to become financially independent in, let's say, less than 10 years, is not that hard. Now, it depends on your situation. If you're starting from zero, from scratch, it's an uphill battle, no doubt. But if you've already been saving some money, let's say you've already been putting money away in the stock market, you've been putting money into savings, you're not sure what to do with it, you're already a step ahead of this guy. You already have a leg up. You have hope. Okay, of course, there's variables that can happen. There's possibly you could lose money. You can actually lose on some deals. That's very possible. I have a rental property right now that hasn't been great out of all the different real estate properties I have. Some of them are out overperforming what I've expected, while others are underperforming. That's why I buy a portfolio of them. That's why I also have other investments like syndications that I'm invested in. This is why I also have money in funds. We talk about that. We advertise that on the show sometimes, right? We have all these options here, all of these things that allow this to become reality. And it's already become reality for many of our clients too. This could be the same for you. Now, you might say, well, isn't $5,200 a month, Chris? I want $10,000. I want $20,000 a month. Great. Perfect. That can happen. Now, will it mean that it'll happen in 10 years? Maybe not. Depends on your situation. But why not give yourself the best odds of success? Why not start doing something wise now with your money? Don't gamble it in the markets where you're probably going to lose it. I can't tell you to get out of the stock market. I can't tell you to sell off anything because I'm not going to give you any investment advice that way. I don't know your situation. I don't know what you're invested in. But I can tell you, if you get set back by one or two down years in the stock market, that could take a decade just to get back to where you were. Not even talking about trying to grow that money. We don't want to be in that place, guys. It happened in Y2K. That happened with Y2K and the Great Recession. And it took 15 years for people to get their money back, sometimes longer, depending on the performance of their mutual funds. Don't get caught in that trap. You could be doing something different. You could be doing something that's better. It's been proven, not just now, but historically much better by doing alternative investments versus doing the main, really the majority of what they're doing, which is Wall Street. And they're only doing Wall Street because every financial advisor is telling you to do it. And that's because their bosses, financial advisors' bosses, are Fidelities, the Merrill Lynch's, the Goldman Sachs, the companies that want your money under management, because that's what they get paid on. They pull out guaranteed fees. They take cash flow from you. That's their passive or residual income that they're getting while you keep paying those fees, whether you make money or not. And you're hoping that somehow it might work. They are incentivized to have you keep your money with them forever. That's why people aren't retiring, not just because of from a mental standpoint, but because they know that, yeah, you'll make money, but the truth is you're not going to make as much as what financial advisors have been saying. And the problem is, can you arrest them for that? Not really, because they're just going to say the same numbers, put all the same disclaimers on it. And at the end of the day, you're the victim. You're the one that's at risk here. You're the casualty in this case. Now, you don't have to be the victim. You can be the hero. There's plenty of hope here. And that's why I'm showing you this. So impressed with my client here that sent me this, because this is just a very simplistic way to look at it, just using simple turnkey real estate properties, right? Passively managing it. Even if he tried to save this money over the next 6.5+ years, the same kind of money he's talking about here, he would not even have close to the amount of cash flow using mutual funds. And that's assuming the mutual funds go up, right? So the choice is yours, guys. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. It's not the road that's most traveled, right? So what Robert Frost said, the road less traveled, that made all the difference. And I'll tell you, like, the whole reason we created Money Ripples in the first place, the whole reason that the name Money Ripples exists is because of an inspiration I received. Remember back in the day, right? Back asleep before I was teaching a lot about really doing a lot of passive investing. I was teaching about cash flow, ways to find and free up cash. I was working with Wealth Factory with Garrett Gunderson. I was coaching all of his clients. I was their financial architect, their head financial architect there and doing all that stuff. And as I worked with hundreds of clients, I started thinking about the impact I wanted to make. I could see that I can make a bigger impact than even what they were doing there. And so as I was thinking about, I was just giving them this pull, this calling, right? Have you ever felt that calling before? Like you feel like you're meant for something more. You're meant to do something maybe differently than what you're doing now. I was feeling the same thing. I was feeling like maybe I wouldn't be with Garrett forever. And so I remember going out for a run. And while I was going out run, I was like, man, if I create a website, what would I call it? And I remember looking up all these different things like cash flow this, cash flow that, passive income, whatever. And it wasn't quite resonating. Not to mention, if you have the word cash flow in there, the price was skyrocketed on me, right? It was like a horrible price to try to get a website like that. So I went back to going to that quiet place. I was running. I was thinking about the clients that we had. I thought about one client in particular. It's funny because I'm connected with them on Facebook. I won't reveal their identity, but they're a chiropractor out in the Midwest, a central states there, doing much better now. But at the time, they weren't. They're making decent, okay money. The problem was that all of it was just going away. And so much to the point that he was working 6 days a week in his practice sometimes, and he didn't have that extra time. He was really stuck in a rut. Worse is that by the time he even had time to go home and be with his family, he wasn't really physically present or mentally present, I should say, or emotionally present because he was exhausted from the work week. He was doing what he loved, but it was exhausting him. Maybe you can relate. We freed up about $6,000 a month of cash flow by not investing anything, just by saving money on taxes. We even helped pay off certain debts. We actually refinanced property, got cash out to pay off debts instead. Did all these kind of strategies to free up $6,000 a month. First month, what did they do? They bought a $6,000 four-wheeler. Now, most financial guys would say, you just blew your money. How dare you? No, that wasn't the case at all. His wife said with tears in her eyes, she said, Chris, you don't understand. This $6,000 four-wheeler was the best investment we could have made, especially right off the get-go, because now my husband feels comfortable not working 5 or 6 days a week. Now he actually takes longer weekends. I get my husband back. My kids get their father back. That's what that four-wheeler did. Now we're every weekend, he's going four-wheeling, spending time with the family. We're living a life that we actually love. He's still doing what he loves, but now we're loving our lives too. That is what means so much to us, Chris. And I thought about that. And as I was running and thinking about what I was going to call this company, I thought about that ripple effect, because it didn't just help him. It didn't just help her and the kids, but it gave the kids even a new legacy to look up to. They can look up to their father and create a whole new life that most kids don't get. They don't see that from their parents because it's mostly out of survival, not a place of thrival, as they call it, right? You're not thriving, you're surviving. On top of that, think about what that does for the community. And I'm seeing this now because now they have this life of freedom. They're traveling. They're doing so much fun stuff, way more fun than they were doing a decade ago. But now they're able to enjoy their lives. They're a better example in their community. He's actually been able to build his business because he doesn't have the shackles of the worry of the cash flow of trying to make money. Now it's become more successful. They're in a much better place of prospering. That is when I thought about that ripple effect and what that does across the community, across the world. That's when money ripples came to my mind. This is why money ripples exists. We are here to serve you so you can create your own ripple effect so that you can be a blessing in people's lives. This is bigger than Chris Miles. This is bigger than even just Money Ripples, the company. This is about what you can do. This is why we're committed to the vision of trying to get at least 1,000 of you. And I think that should be a low number, but I'm trying to be realistic here. We need at least 1,000 of you financially independent. I'm asking you whether you're ready to be that person. It's up to you guys. It's in your control. It's in your grasp. It's possible. You've seen a guy do it that's not even working with us. So you don't even have to work with us necessarily. I'm just saying we could probably help you get there faster. And I would like to see that happen. We would love to be able to serve you. If you're in that position where you've got some money, wondering how to get to work for you better, reach out to us at moneyripples.com. Message us today, because that is the life that I want to see. That is the ripple effect I'm here to create. That's why I'm working even when I don't have to work. That's why my wife says, why are you working so hard? Why are you doing what you do when you could be doing so many other things? You could be happier. You don't have to be creating this business. And she's right. I'm here because I believe my life is worth something more than just being comfortable, more than just being out of the rat race, more than just being financially free and traveling and doing the things that I love. That's selfish. For me, it's not just about providing for my family. It's providing for my family. You are part of this world. You are part of my family. This is why we exist. This is why we're here. If you're in the right place, if you're the right person, please do not reach out to us. I repeat, do not reach out to us. If you're not going to take action and do anything, if you're going to sit around scared, not do anything, even though we provide you the path, or you're skeptical, don't even bother reaching out to us. The truth is, we've proven, we have the results to prove it. Again, you've seen the numbers, $35,000 a year is what our clients have been able to achieve. Some of it's freed up cash flow, some of it's passive income, some of it's both. Our clients lately are even getting higher numbers than that because of what we're able to help them create. Okay. We've done it. We've proven it. Hundreds of clients time and time again. The question is, are you in a place where you're ready to actually make a change in your own life? That's the real question. So don't bother reaching out to us. If you're not going to take action and do anything serious, don't bother action. Just happy listen to podcasts. Keep listening to podcasts. I hope your life changes for the better. And I hope we give you value. But ultimately, what we are trying to do is create a bigger ripple effect that makes a real change in your own life. So again, if you're committed, if you're serious, you're willing to have an open mind, willing to buck the status quo of these dumb 401ks that haven't worked anyways, you want to do something different so you can get different extraordinary results, which is what extraordinary people do, it requires you to make an extraordinary change. The change is actually not as hard as you think. Most of it's up here. Question is, are you ready for that? That's my challenge to you. If you have questions or you're ready to make that change, reach out to us at moneyripples.com. Make it a great day.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.